since received instructions to file an agent application, which we've just done. So we are challenging the suspension, which we think is invalid and inconsistent with the Constitution of Zimbabwe.
But does the mayor have a legal leg to stand on here? Because we understand, according to the letter from the minister, he suspended him in terms of Section 1141D of the Urban Councils Act.
We think the question should be, does the minister have a leg to stand on? And this is the argument that we have put before in the High Court in Bulawayo, and it was confirmed that the minister does not have powers to suspend a mayor in terms of Section 278 of the new constitution. The section that you are referring to, Section 114 of the Urban Councils Act, is subject to the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. So the minister is trying to upgrade the Urban Councils Act to the level of the Constitution and usurp the powers that he does not have.